traveled 1400 years in the past to Kufa, the capital city of Iraq at that time. Different groups of people are discussing the upcoming battle between Hussein and Yazid.
Hussein minni wa ana min al-Hussein. The Prophet has said, I am from Hussein and Hussein is from me.
Subhanallah.
Based on the saying of the Prophet, I love Hussein.
MashaAllah.
Hussein is the center of my life. I think about Hussein all the time. I have heard, brothers, I have heard that he's going to be attacked by the army of Yazid. Ya Hussein! Ya Hussein!
Alas, it is so sad. My heart has been shaking ever since I heard that. I love Hussein so much and I cannot bear to think that anything bad might happen to him.
There is no one who loves Hussein more than I do. I have a piece of a letter he had written. I kiss it every morning. It is my most prized possession.
MashaAllah. Brothers, I'm really moved by your love and devotion for Hussein. Let us stand shoulder to shoulder with Hussein. If there are enough of us, surely the Yazidi army would retreat.
You do not understand. The army of Yazid is really, really big. And it's also very resourceful. I wish Hussein would have made a deal and not taken a stand against such a powerful force.
Exactly. Do you know how ruthless Yazid is? Hussein is the beacon of religion. Politics and religion just don't mix. He should have left religion to Hussein and left Hussein to focus on the questions like moonsighting and laws of Zabiha. Politics and religion just don't mix. I don't understand why Hussein just won't give an oath of allegiance to Yazid.
Irrespective of what Hussein decides, I am with Hussein. I am completely with Hussein. I am totally with Hussein. I have decided that I will pray for 2 hours every day for the safety of our Imam. Have you heard that those who pray for the safety of our Imam get a lot of thawab in this world and in the hereafter?
What kind of people are you? A minute ago you were claiming your love for Hussein, and now you're condemning him for taking a principled stance against an evil oppressor? You see, this is a drunkard. He kills people for no reason.
Let us not talk about Yazid. Let us not talk about something that might get us into trouble. Let us talk about the person the Quran condemns, Fir'aun. I really hate Fir'aun. Did you know that he killed 80,000 babies during his rule? He used to enslave people, used to claim he was God. He is worthy of our insults. Allahumma al-an Fir'aun. Allahumma al-an Fir'aun. Allahumma al-an Fir'aun.
Astaghfirullah. The Quran talks about Fir'aun, Qarun, and Namrud. So people of all times can recognize the Fir'aun and Qarun and Namrud of their times. How can you just focus on the past, not pay any attention to the present? How can you talk about du'as and thawab and not do anything practical to help Hussein? I am going to go to prepare to be with my Imam. May Allah keep me away from people like you.
Such a radical man.
He's going to be a problem for all of us.
We now look at a group of women who are also discussing the upcoming battle between Hussein and Yazid.
Have you heard the latest
brother to join Yazid's army. Everyone who joins the army is going to get 1,000 dinars. I am getting married next month. 1,000 dinars will mean a beautiful ceremony and at least 10 horses and camels and dowry. Oh, mashallah, I'm so delighted to hear this. I have also heard that Yazid's army will consist of over 30,000 men. Can you believe it? And Hussein? Well, Hussein's caravan will only have a mere 72. I have urged my husband to join the Yazidi side. Guess what? Yazid has offered him a governorship of a city. Can you believe it? I am going to be the queen of that city. And let me just tell you, I have always wanted to be queen.
Mashallah, sister. Don't forget about your beloved friends when you become the queen. I would just love to visit your palace.
Anytime.
Well, anyways, what about you, Umehiza?
I am urging my husband, my father, and my son to join Hussein.
What?
How can you be so superficial and choose the wrong side simply for materialistic reasons? I do not want to trade the hereafter just for this world.
Yeah, my Baba's going to join Hussein. You foolish little duckling. You have no idea what you're talking about. Don't you know? Yazid's army is so powerful that no power in this world can defeat him. But Hussein is on the bright side, and truth and justice always prevails. Yazid will be defeated, not by any power in this world, but by the only real power in this universe, which is our Lord and Creator. That is always with those that stand for truth.
Astaghfirullah. Her tongue is as long and poisonous as a snake. She doesn't realize that religion is to be stayed within the mosque and just cannot be applied to the real world. Ummatism. She is a foolish child. But you? You're a grown woman. Why don't you speak some sense into your family members?
I am proud of my daughter and for the men in my family who are joining the state. Shaitan has fascinated you with this world. For me, the pleasure of Bibi Fatima Zahra is real success.
What a foolish woman.
Now look at a family where the man of the house wants to join the army of Imam Hussein.
I've heard that Yazid is going to send an army against Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is the grandson of our Prophet, the most righteous person alive. I and thousands of others wrote letters to invite him, and now I must join him.
Baba, why is Yazid fighting Hussein?
Baba, isn't it true that Yazid has a very strong army?
Yazid is a very bad man who wants Hussein to pledge an oath of allegiance so that he can get credibility for his illegitimate rule and his barbaric policies. It's true that Yazid's army is very strong, but I must stand with my Imam.
Baba, are you sure Hussein is on the right path?
Yes, absolutely.
Also, Baba, if you go and join the same, then I will be the target of ridicule in the whole neighborhood. All my friends' fathers are joining Yazid. If you go and join Yazid, then we will have so much wealth.
Yes, Baba. I have always wanted a pony. If you join Yazid's army, we will have enough money.
My children, I understand that you want certain things in life, but I cannot betray my Imam. I must go and join the Thane immediately. Now please help me in convincing your mother.
What? What did you say? Are you joining the Thane?
Yes, Umm Zubaydah.
Wallahi Allah! You told me you loved me more than anything in the world. You told me you'd give me the finest silk clothes. You told me that my happiness was your first priority. And now you're joining Hussein. You know, I had a proposal from a person who had 300 horses, 80 camels, 40 lambs. But I chose you. If you leave me and join Hussein, then who's taking care of me? And who's taking care of my children?
Hussein is my imam. He's the hujjat of Allah.
Then why don't you let Allah take care of him? Allah has made it wajib upon you to take care of me. Think about it. Abu Farhan, why are you getting involved in politics? It's not safe. Ibn Ziyad will kill you. And you should not have to pay for the decisions Hussein has made.
But I must.
Ya Allah, why did you create me, Ya Allah? Why did I marry this person? Why did I not marry someone more sensible? And someone who loved me and who loved the family?
Yes, Baba. If you love us, you will not go and join the same.
Okay. Please just stop it. I'll send some money for the Imam, but I won't join sports. Happy now?
Yes! Alhamdulillah, yes! Thank you! Thank you for listening! Alhamdulillah, my family will be safe! Alhamdulillah! Ya Allah! Thank you for helping him make the right choice and for protecting my family. Alhamdulillah! Come on, children, let's go to our garden. Let's go to the garden and relax.
We now look at a father discussing the same issue with his family.
Umma Zainab, have you heard? Yazid is planning on attacking Hussein. What do you think I should do?
What? What you should do? Oh Allah, where did I go wrong in training my son? Do you not know? The son of Fatima is being attacked. And you're asking us what you should do?
But everyone is joining Yazid's army, and there's hardly anyone on the side of Hussein. I mean, if I go, who will take care of my children?
Abu Zainab, since when did the numbers become a criterion in determining right and wrong? Hussein is taking a stand for human rights, justice, and the oppressed people. Even if no one is standing with him, you should join him. Do not worry about your daughter. She is a gift of Allah to us, and He will provide for her. If you are too afraid to join Hussein, allow me to do so. I will join Hussein.
But I really love my daughter. Won't you miss me if I go, my Nuruline?
Baba, of course I will miss you, but please do not stray from the right path. You are the one who taught me to always choose the right side, irrespective of the consequences. You are the one who taught me to love the Ahlul Bayt. You are the one who taught me to always fulfill my wajibat. Baba, how can you stay at home while Hussein and his family are surrounded by enemies?
Even you have turned against me. Can't I just pray for him or send him some money?
Oh, mother of Hussein, Ya Fatima Zahra,
the mother of such a coward. How will I face you on the day of judgment? Alas, I have to be alive on this sorrowful day. You know what? If my son is unwilling to be a man, then I will join Hussein and stand with him in solidarity.
Enough, enough. Jazakallah, jazakallah, thank you. I have received my answer. I have already made all of the preparations to join Imam, no matter what. I was just testing my family. Oh Allah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for blessing me with such a wonderful family.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Allah. You really did give us quite a scare.
We now move to the present, where various group of Muslims are discussing the massacre of 2,000 innocent civilians in the country of Molina.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Walaikum assalam, bro.
It is so good to see you all. On the way to the mosque, I was listening to the radio, and I was so shocked to hear about the killings of the innocent civilians in Molina. It was so sad to watch the reports on TV. Can't watch those again.
Yo, why are you feeling so sad? Most of the people that were killed were Christians. And the Muslims that were killed belong to a different sect. I don't know why we should be bothered about them.
We don't have to worry about Christians. And why should we worry about Muslims of a different sect? We have enough problems of our own. Anyways, when the Messiah comes, he'll fill the world with justice, just like it's filled with injustice right now. Till then, we should worry about our worship.
But brothers, the religion or sect of those individuals does not matter. We are the followers of Hussein, who is the champion of human rights for all oppressed people. We must do something to condemn these killings and show solidarity with the victims. What can we do? The government perpetrating all these crimes are supported by powerful governments around the world. And the media is also on their side. So there is nothing at all we can do. Just leave it alone. Life goes on.
But brother, we're responsible for our effort, not for the results. We should do our best and leave the results to Allah.
Do you know that if we show our solidarity with these victims, it might just create problems for us? For example, if we were to organize a protest rally, we might be photographed, and it might create future problems for us for travels. Secondly, I offer all my salat, I attend all the events in my center. I seriously don't have any time for any other activities, man.
La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. You talk about your love for the Messiah and know that his main mission is to establish justice, but you don't stand for justice yourself? Waiting for the Messiah does not mean that we stay passive. It means that we actively participate in activities that support his mission.
I agree with you completely, brother. We should do everything we can to help these victims. I have decided that I will pray for 2 hours over the weekend for the safety of these victims. It all comes back to what I said earlier anyway. When the Messiah comes, he'll fix all of our problems. So I will step up my intensity in praying for the Messiah. Did you know if you pray for your Messiah, you get a lot of thawab in this world, and gardens and paradises in the next?
Kid, my dear brothers, calm down, chill. Why worry about the atrocities taking place in some other country? You know, let's focus on the person who is responsible for killing our beloved Hussein, which was Yazid. You don't really hate Yazid. He was an awful man. Do you know that he was a drunkard and used to kill innocent people for no reason? Allahumma an Yazid,
Allahumma lan yazid. Allahumma lan yazid.
Indeed, Allahumma lan yazid. I also curse Yazid daily. But brothers, Imam Hussein did not give his life just so we could curse Yazid and mourn our Imam. Imam Hussein said, someone like me can never swear an oath of allegiance to someone like Yazid. This is a statement for all times. Karbala is not a historical event to be commemorated only in cultural and traditional practices. It is a code of life, a standard for right and wrong, a mechanism for us to recognize the Yazidis and the Husseinis of our time. Brothers, let us not be like the people who condemned Fir'aun at the time of Karbala, but failed to recognize the Fir'aun of their own time. I am going to go and do everything I can to educate the masses about these atrocities and help the families of the victims. Brothers, I urge you to do the same.
What a loser. He's going to cause problems for all of us.
In the marketplace, a group of women are discussing the situation in Baligna.
Hey girls, have you seen the new line of purses from Banji? They're very expensive, but so amazing.
OMG, I know. I love all of their products, but especially their handbags, and you can't forget their amazing jewelry. Wow, Banji is such a cool company.
Absolutely. Banji is the standard of fashion and class. It's a brand that gets you the attention and respect that you deserve. I personally love watching everyone's jaw drop of envy when I wear Banji's jewelry. I told my husband to get me their latest necklace for our anniversary. I mean, of course, he was making the same old excuse. But I told him, do whatever it takes and get me that necklace.
Wait, didn't you guys hear what happened in Baligna?
Where's that?
Don't you know that the Banji brand is directly associated with the regime? I mean, every single thing you buy helps an oppressive government. And why are you so focused on impressing people anyway? And if you really want to impress people, why don't you do it with your personality and your character rather than through the use of a silly brand?
Auntie, they killed 2,000 innocent civilians.
Auntie, did you just call me Auntie? I am hardly a few years older than you, so don't you ever dare call me Auntie again. Just call me Sid.
But Auntie, oh I'm sorry, I mean sister. I'm friends with your daughter Amina, and she told me that her parents' names are Muhammad and Sayeda.
Amy is so foolish. Both Mo and I have told her a countless number of times to call us Mo and Sydney. Amy, Mo, and Sydney sounds so much better than Amina, Muhammad, and Sayeda. But Amy, she's into this whole proud identity thing, and she also refuses to buy any products from the Banji brand. I have told her so many times that not to bother with things that do not concern us. Religion belongs inside the mosque, but we have to live in the real world.
Astaghfirullah! We are the followers of Hussein. We are awaiting the Messiah. How would you ever face him if you're not bothered by the injustices of the world? I mean, how are you ever going to face him if you're so focused on fulfilling your materialistic desires?
Okay, first of all, I heard that the Messiah was going to come on a Friday, and I work on Fridays, so it would be so much better for all of us if he were to come on the weekend. Of course. And secondly, I have heard that he's going to spread the world with justice. I mean, that's okay as long as he does not expect me to treat my maid with respect, because everybody knows that respect is directly proportional to a person's social status. And finally, I am not going to stop using Bonji products because of this small incident.
Small incident? You consider the massacre of 2,000 innocent civilians a small incident?
Keep quiet, you foolish little girl. You and your mother are just jealous because you cannot afford anything from the Bonji brand. Why should we be bothered by the ideology of the company? We are concerned about the quality of their products, and you would too if you had any taste whatsoever. Worrying about these victims is not our responsibility.
It is everyone's responsibility, including yours.
What?
I'm never going to buy any Bonji product, and I'm going to encourage other people to boycott them as well.
Huh, what a dumb woman.
In this scene, we see a family discussing the same issue in Molina.
Did you hear the news? 2,000 Christians and Muslims were brutally killed in Molina. I worked with a company that builds helicopters that were used to fire on these civilians. I've typed up my resignation and I'll publicly resign tomorrow in protest.
Baba, why are you so worried about the thing happening in Molina? We should be focused on what affects us.
Also, Baba, isn't it true that most of the people killed were Christians? And those who are Muslims belong to a different sect of Islam? Why should we be bothered about them?
Yes, children, it is indeed true that there were mostly Christians and some Muslims that belonged to another sect of Islam. But we are followers of Hussein, who is a champion of human rights. We should stand in solidarity with the oppressed, irrespective of their faith, color, caste, or creed.
Baba, it is my birthday tomorrow. Rather than worrying about the malignant people, you should be focused on fulfilling your promise and buying me the new skateboard by Element. It is so awesome, and the girls in my class really dig it.
Also, Baba, if you get into trouble, then how will you fulfill our basic necessities of life? Like iPhone 5 and Gucci purses. As a boss, you must do everything to ensure that we have all the luxuries in life.
Yes, I agree. But I can't stay quiet. I must take the risk and stand in solidarity with the victims of this senseless massacre by resigning publicly.
What? What did I hear? Are you resigning?
Honey, our company's writing a press release in support of the government of Bologna. As an executive, I will have to sign that release. I don't want to be a part of it and want to resign.
What? Are you crazy? Who is going to pay our mortgage? Who? Who is going to make the payments on my new car? And who is paying our bills? You must be joking.
But it's the right thing to do. We have to give a voice to the voiceless. I need to stand for the rights of those victims.
And what about me? What about my rights? What about your promises regarding loving me more than anything in the world? You know, I still have a record of all your Facebook messages and all your text messages and all your emails. And need I remind you, sir, that I had the choice of marrying someone who drove a Lexus SUV. But I chose you over him because I believed in your promise of unconditional love.
as taking a stand. No. Why do you feel that you have to be the person to take all the risks? Why can't you be like everyone else? I mean, Shahid, don't you love me?
I do, but our faith teaches us to always be on the right side and to stand in solidarity with the oppressed.
I am the most oppressed person on this earth, whose husband has become crazy listening to these online lectures. And now you're going to resign. What's going to happen to us? We'll have to go on welfare. My car. I'll have to take the bus when I go shopping. Oh my God. I've made a mistake. I should have married the life of Jack.
Okay. Please just stop it. I'll send some money for the victims, but I won't resign. Happy?
Yes, of course. That's perfect. That's excellent. Thank you so much for listening to me. That's why I married you and not the Lexus guy. Thank you. We will be okay. We will be okay. So let's celebrate. Let's go for a movie. Let's go.
We now see a family of homies also discussing the massacre in Bolivia.
Mother, Umma Fatima, have you heard about the recent massacre in Bolivia? What do you think we should do?
What? What we should do? We need to do everything we can. We need to highlight the plight of those victims. And don't you know? We need to condemn those war criminals for committing those atrocities.
Mother, I don't think it's our fight to fight. I mean, most of the people who died were not even from our faith. Why should we be worried about them?
Fatima's father, what are you saying? Haven't you read Nahjul Balagha? Imam Ali talks about how sorrowful a person should be about a bracelet that is stolen unjustly from a Jewish woman. And over here, 2,000 innocent people have been killed. And you are wondering about their faith?
You just don't get it. If I take a stand, I may get into trouble. And I love my family, especially my daughter.
Dad, I'm really surprised to hear your words. You are the one who taught me that love of the family is one of the most beautiful traits in a human being, but it should not become an impediment in choosing between right and wrong. Those 2,000 people that died, they also had families. They also had sons and daughters. What if this happened to us and everyone just continued with their normal lives? If everyone just thinks about themselves, then who will stand up for the rights of the oppressed?
Okay. But no one else is doing anything. I mean, why should I get involved in this mess? After all, I pray my namaz on time. I give charity. I fast. I mean, isn't that enough? Why should I do anything?
Oh Allah, the events we hold at our center, the majalis in Azadari of Hussein, the beautiful dua for our Messiah, and the magnificent ziyarat of Ashura, these are all meant to prepare us in improving ourselves and the society at large. When he was young, I always took him to the majalis of ulama'i haq. And not to those commercial speakers who traded oration for substance. If we do not actively work towards social justice, then what rituals. Where did I go wrong? Why? Tell me, why is he talking like this?
Do not worry, do not worry. Relax, relax. I have already talked to the local charities to help the victims. I've organized a press conference and a rally downtown to highlight their plight. I was just testing my family. Oh Allah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for blessing me with such a wonderful family.
Alhamdulillah, you truly did scare us there.
We move back to the past again, where the forces of Hussein have been surrounded by Yazid's army.
I'm going to join the army of Yazid. I have heard that he will prosecute anyone who does not stand with him. I know Hussein is right, but I cannot. I have to take care of myself first. But I'm also really, really scared.
Yes, my brother, you are right. We must kill Hussein. If we get to join Yazid, we will get thousands, thousands of dinars, and I will get to buy those red camels that I always wanted to since my childhood.
Anyways, it is entirely Hussein's fault. Why couldn't he keep politics and religion separate? His father made the same mistake. Look where he ended up. Anyways, we should join Yazid's army. We don't want to lose out on the rewards.
Oh, how I wish I could join Hussein, but my wife just wouldn't agree. I love my mom, but I can't really join his force without my wife's permission.
Assalamu alaykum, ya Aba Abdullah. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
O son of Fatima, we have come to join you.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family.
The most tragic day in the history of mankind has arrived. The day of Ashura. Hussein has given his own water to the enemy and their horses. But the army of Yazid, over 30,000 in number, has prohibited water to Hussein and his family for 3 days. The children of Hussein are saying, Alatash, Alatash, we are thirsty, we are thirsty. However, Imam Hussein alayhi salam refuses to take an oath of allegiance to Yazid.
By Allah, I shall not give my hand in yours like a humiliated person, nor shall I flee away like a slave. These are guilty people. Surely, I take refuge of my Lord and your Lord from every arrogant person who does not believe in the day of reckoning. My words will not have an effect on you, as your stomachs are full of haram.
Imam Hussein is giving us the rule that the hearts of those who see, hear, and eat haram will become hardened, and they will not be on the side of Haq. Only those that abstain from haram and fulfill their individual and social wajibats will be successful. One of the most important wajibat is salat. Salat is the pillar of Islam. Hussein is the savior of Islam. No follower of Hussein can ever miss Salat, as Hussein offered it even on the day of Ashura, in the midst of the enemies and arrows. Alas, the army of Yazid did not even allow Hussein to offer Salat. Companions of Hussein were martyred protecting their Imam and his Salat. If Salat was not so important, Hussein would not have sacrificed his companions to establish it. One by one, the Ansar of Imam Hussein were massacred. Companions like Habib ibn Mazahir, John ibn Al-Sajjah, Wahab ibn Kalbi, and others sacrificed themselves. Our salams to all the companions of Hussein who sacrificed their lives for truth and justice. The family of Hussein came next. Omar and Muhammad were killed. Qasim was killed and his body trampled upon. Ali ibn Akbar, the son of Hussein, who resembled Prophet Muhammad in his character and appearance, was brutally killed, and Hussein had to take out the spear from his son's chest. Our salams to the pious and righteous family of Hussein. And finally, Abbas. Abbas, the leader of Hussein's army, went to get water for Sukaina bint Hussein. He reached the river, but did not drink water himself. The enemies cut off both his hands and martyred him. Ya Qabiyul Hussein, Ya Qabr Bani Hashim, O the champion of piety and loyalty, accept our salams. Finally, Hussein was left alone and raised the slogan for people of all times.
Hal min naas yansurna, hal min mughithin yughithuna. Is there anyone who will help me? Is there anyone who will respond to my call for help?
Upon hearing the call of Imam Hussein, the youngest soldier of Karbala, Ali Asghar, the six-month-old baby of Hussein, came out of his cradle. Hussein took the baby to the army of Yazid to establish definitively the character of the oppressor and his army.
This child has done you no harm. He is dying of thirst. If you are afraid that when you bring us some water, I will have it. Then look, I'll put him on the ground. You can come yourself and give us some water. My son, show them how thirsty you are.
Silence, Hussein!
Alas, the army of the oppressors quenched the thirst of the baby of Hussein with a three-headed arrow used to kill large animals.
Ah,
The 6-month-old thirsty baby died in Hussein's arms, and his blood was splattered over Hussein. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Prison bikadai wa tasliman li amri. Surely we belong to God, and to Him shall we return. And I am pleased with what He has chosen for us. We now move to the future, where the promised Messiah, Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Farajul Sharif, has arrived. Those who are not answering the call of Hal Min Nasiriyan Suruna today will not be able to answer the call in future as well.
Have you heard that the Mahdi has come? I work for a company that logistically supports for the army standing against Mahdi. I have spent 20 years to be where I am today. 20 years! And I cannot give it all up for his supposed Messiah. What if he loses? I can't sacrifice my job.
Yes, my brother. I understand. I've worked so hard to build a chain of gas stations, and everyone knows that you have to sell certain prohibited items in order to make any profit. And I heard that the Mahdi is going to stop this practice. You know what I also heard? That he's going to create a system where everyone's treated with respect and dignity. Even my fresh off the boat immigrant workers with thick accents. I'm not going to allow him to take anything I've worked so hard for. This isn't the medieval times. These talks about a justice-based society is just idealistic. You know what? I'm going to be with the people who stand against the Mahdi.
I also heard he's going to stop entertainment that promotes obscenity. I mean, I understand it for little kids, but every movie has a couple of bad scenes here and there. We're not going to be able to have as much fun in this justice-based society. Anyways, I have a wife and kids I have to take care of. I can't stand against the Mahdi. I'm going to stand against him.
Oh my God, he's actually here. Our lives are going to be miserable now.
He's going to shut down institutions that take advantage of people's needs. My husband is going to lose his job. My husband wanted to invite the Messiah over to our house, but I have so many haram things in my house. What should I do? I think I'm just going to tell my husband that if he wants to meet the Messiah, he'll have to do so in the mosque.
I love my mom. I used to say Allah Jal all the time, but I also really love my wife. And I'm a little scared of her as well. And she just isn't allowing me to join him. I'm not against the Imam, but unfortunately I can't join him either. I pray that Allah will accept my excuse.
Those who are not answering the call of Hal Min Nasiriyan Suruna today will not be able to answer the call of the Messiah tomorrow. Sincere souls from around the world who are actively working towards the establishment of justice in the world will be able to join the Messiah to establish a society in which no one will be oppressed. The time to say Labbaik Ya Mahdi is today, not tomorrow.
Ya ayyuhal a'lam, baqiyatullahi khayrul lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. For what's with Allah is better for you if you are from the mu'mineen. Ana baqiyatullah. I am baqiyatullah.
Labbaik ya Mahdi. 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 Labbaik ya Mahdi.
لبيك يا مهدي 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 لبيك يا مهدي
Imam Hussein raised the slogan of Hal min Nasirin Yansuruna in Karbala. The millions that gather in majalis around the world in Muharram are responding to his call and saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. The largest gathering on earth happens at the shrine of Hussein every year, where 20 million people respond to the call and say, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Around the world, when people stand up for the rights of the oppressed, they are saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Whenever we choose right over wrong, we are saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Whenever we choose justice over injustice, we are saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Whenever we follow our conscience over our desires, we are saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Institutions around the world working to spread Husseinian are saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Establishing of organizations like Wali al-Asr is saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Holding an international art competition to propagate the message of Karbala is saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Organizing and attending the drama about Karbala is saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Oh my Imam, we were not there. We were not there when your companions gave their lives for truth and justice. We were not there when the body of Qasim was trampled. We were not there when you had to take out the spear from the chest of Ali ibn Akbar. We were not there when the hands of Abbas were cut. We were not there when your six-month-old Ali Askar was martyred in your hands. Oh my Imam, we were not there when your body was suspended over arrows and your dry throat was cut with a blunt knife. But oh Hussein, we are here today pledging our oath of allegiance to you, pledging that we will not get fascinated with the wrong, irrespective of its methods and numbers, pledging that we will always be on the side of truth and justice, pledging that our lives will always revolve around Karbala. Oh my Imam, I hope that you and your mother are present here and can see the sincerity in our hearts and hear the passion in our voice. Imam Hussein said, Hal min Nasirin Yansuruna. I request all of you to show that sincerity and love for Hussein and Fatima Zahra and respond to the call of Imam Hussein by saying, Labbaik Ya Hussein! Labbaik!